Welcome to the fucking Bearded Idiots Podcast.
Do it harder.
Talking about sucking dick and licking booty holes. What you got for us, Kelly?
Get your hands off my dildo.
Shitty the cocktail.
She said, I want you to come all over my face and down my throat and let me swallow every drop. I was like, God damn it.
God dang, girl.
I'm not ball deep into this, but I'm mid-shaft.
Love that big dick.
All great ideas come from drinking a whole bottle of whiskey between three dudes in less than an hour.
I'd be swiping left and jacking off the queer.
Get your big wheels. We're going to the motherfucking strip club.
Shit. What do you expect out of us?
Right.
We're just normal dudes that have weird shit happen.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Bearded Idiots Podcast. My name is Curtis Harmon. Have me and I, as always, my two co-hosts. We got Kelly Redbridge Sparks.
I am here.
Aaron Beezy Bailey, also here. And Drunk Jenny is in the room tonight. So
hi.
There she is. I guess she got all irritated 2 weeks ago. We were like making fun of her lisps. And she's like, fuck y'all, I'm coming
in. Is that multiple lisps?
Fucking coming in. We're starting off with a whiskey review. That's what we're doing right now. Terry picked out this bottle. It is called Broken Barrel.
Don't know.
you want to read us about it? Aaron or me, I guess.
Who's got the best eyesight? Because this has got some small ass writing on
it. Broken Barrel Whiskey Limited Edition. The cask of Amontillado. Amontillado. Two L's is supposed to be a Y.
Only in Mexico.
It says a collection of American whiskey finished with Amontillado cask staves.
Hold on.
Killing it.
Amontillado.
Amontillado.
Amontillado. Okay, whatever. I said it right the first time.
Armadillo.
It's 110 proof artisanal alchemy, it says. I don't think there's anything else on here. Certified by some dude named Seth Benaheim or Benheim.
Okay.
This is the 2,867th bottle of 6,600 available on the planet. It says that word, amontillado. I have my doubts.
Armadillo.
Lying dormant in a crypt. Thought never to get out. What? There's a fucking poem on here.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to read.
I told you it was tiny.
It says, it's a question mark. Amontillado. I have my doubts. Lying dormant in a crypt. Thought never to get out. Rare bath whiskey. Crossed wine so bold.
Bath whiskey?
That's what it says.
It's like toilet wine.
B-A-T-H.
Three penis wine.
1,000 injuries, dark tales to be told. 12-year-old whiskey fortified with 5-year-old Kentucky corn whiskey. So says it.
Okay.
It's exceptionally dark.
You missed some stuff on the side. Made with vengeance and malice.
Wow.
There's a guy with a really long nose on the side.
And there's on the other side, there's a brick wall with an eye looking at you.
Ooh, scary. And it's got some rats on it.
I don't know what that kind of wine is, but it sure makes it smell weird.
It don't have much of a nose to it. I don't get much. It smells like alcohol.
It smells like alcohol and...
Okay, so this is not a bourbon. This is just a collection of American whiskey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Just all of them.
Yeah. Well, two.
It's like an infinity bottle.
It's two of them.
Right. It's the last whiskey thief
out of every left barrel.
In every barrel, and just they just poured it into a whole ass another barrel.
I mean, it's literally like black.
It's very
flat
dark.
Cola.
Yes. That's the funky.
It looks like the end of your cola drink with ice melted in it.
No, that's what it looks like when you grab the cup because you didn't finish it the night before.
Yeah,
that's what it looks
the
like.
Melted eyes in it. Yeah, it was just okay.
I don't get anything on the nose. It's
very weak on the nose.
Alcoholy, like he said, but there's some sort of weird funk going on there. I don't know what it is. My first sip of it was not impressive.
Wow,
it's a little warm. What is it? 110.
110.
Yeah. It's got a sweetness to it. I mean, it's probably fucked with my head because you said looks like a flat drink. Maybe that's why I'm thinking it's sweet.
I don't know.
Can I sniff it?
Sure.
It's very sharp.
Yep. That's a good way of putting it.
I don't know if I like it.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's very lackluster for all of the
yes.
prestige that the bottle is claiming and all of the artwork. Got some creepy guy looking at you through a brick wall.
Yeah, they could have saved some money on the fucking artwork.
Skulls and rats.
Skulls and rats and a guy with a fucking Toucan Sam mask on.
Is that the Pope?
I hope not. The Black Pope.
It might be Long John Silver. I don't know. I just keep going back to the nose and there's just nothing there but alcohol.
And it's just, my mouth is still burning. It's just hot.
So I say it was just sharp. It's like I put it in my mouth and it's not hot. But as soon as I swallowed it, it got like a sharp.
There's a weird sweetness to it, almost like just straight sugar. I don't know. I don't know about that one.
One of these days I'll find one that y'all like.
Maybe.
I haven't brought one yet.
Mm-mm. I'm not a fan. I mean, I'm going to drink it, but just because I don't like pouring shit out. I kind of wish there was something that would show the fuck up. Do we got that water? That water.
Down yonder. This might actually help.
I think it's trying to say, like, the Count of Monte Cristo with the cask of Amontillado, whatever.
I'll
probably just cut that.
Because
almost in half. Not quite.
Like the guy?
Almost. Now it smells like wheat.
Yeah, the cask of Amontillado.
There's a wheat. Sweet wheat on the nose now.
That's kind of like it.
Alexandre Dumas. Dumbass.
Nope. Whatever that weird sweetness is, all that water did was make it stand up to me. This is more sweet now.
Let's see.
Less spiky.
Where were you distilled? Distilled in Indiana.
Of course, it's MGP.
MGP.
Mm-hmm.
Bottled in Las Vegas by Infused Spirits Group.
Right.
I'm not a fan.
No.
Nope. Very kind of lackluster. Just hot. Hot yep. and spiky.
It is going to get you drunk.
Oh, yeah. Definitely do that. I mean, it's like my haircut whenever I was in the sixth grade, hot and spiky.
I thought you were going to say when you went and got a haircut in sixth grade, you would get drunk.
Yes.
Like, man, that's a good-ass barber right there. Too.
Like my turds after Mexican food.
Hot and spiky.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 3.
Yeah, I was going to say 2.5 or 3.
Yeah, I'll go 3.
Yeah, me too.
I'm probably going to start drinking that with Dr. Pepper. At my house.
That probably wouldn't be bad.
I was drinking Benchmark and Dr. Pepper a few nights ago.
We need to find out when those other
fucking creepy
releases of Benchmark is coming out.
Apparently they're out. They're just in like select markets.
Oh, fucking cocksuckers.
Yeah. So everybody that's listening all over the country, if you are in your store and there's something in there that's a Benchmark, foolproof. Didn't they do a BIB? There's a whole gang of them. It was like Benchmark, Foolproof, Benchmark, Barrel Select. I mean, there was a bunch of them that they put out.
There's a whole gang bang.
We need Benchmark. To know where they are.
Probably Kentucky.
Yeah, I asked the fucking guy. Oh, the guy that I saw it on the thing, I was like, hey, where are you at in the world? And he told me, but I can't fucking remember. Oh, no, he asked me where I was.
What the fuck you talking about?
The Benchmark stuff.
Oh, that guy.
It was literally a linear line from what we were talking about.
We haven't even changed topic in the last 3 minutes.
I thought I heard
a dog. Wow. You might have.
Aaron's on drugs.
Anyways, what did he say?
You didn't refute that at
where,
all.
Where was he at? Or did he say where he was at?
I don't think so. He turned around and asked, okay, I said, where in the world did you find that? And then he messaged me on Facebook, which I thought was fucking hilarious, through the Facebook Messenger. Mm. He messaged me and he goes, where are you at? Nope, that's the wrong
I'm at my group. Motherfucking house. Right? I asked you first.
I said, where are you located? He said, where are you located? I said, Northeast Texas. He goes, and then I asked him, I said, is there a listing somewhere of distribution? He's like, his answer was, I don't know. And that was the end of the conversation. There was no further communication between me and that guy.
He did not want to help you.
Yeah. Then why did he fucking hit me up? I guess because I'm in Northeast Texas. He's like, I can't do that for that guy.
Or he wanted you to be like, I don't know, where are you?
Yeah, maybe. His name is Job.
Job?
Job.
Yeah, well.
Wow.
Nah, this motherfucker's name is Job. What a dumbass.
An idiot.
Idiot. Your parents are stupid.
Fuck.
Yeah, I'm yeah. Thanks,
kinda,
Terry. Thanks.
Kind of looking forward
appreciate
to that.
Appreciate it,
one.
Though.
Yep. I picked out the other one, too.
Okay. I can tell you for certainty that I almost dislike all Willett product.
That was Curtis's pick.
Oh.
Wow. Went from taking the glory to just right under the bus with
me. And it's not. Oh, hey, fun fact. Hey, guys, guess what's coming next week?
Whatever.
Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Yeah, we will.
Way later.
Yeah. Down the road. A week from now.
Yep, a whole ass fucking week is going to pass before we drink that Willett right there.
Yep. All right. Well, what are we talking about tonight?
Well, Brandon asked me the same question outdoors, and I was like, I don't know, man. We usually come to this thing
dry.
I
ask you that question every time.
Every time.
Every time.
But I was like,
I didn't ask you this time. I was just like, fuck it.
You knew the answer.
Yeah.
It's called efficiency right there.
I mean.
Why waste the time asking the question you already know the answer to?
Yeah.
But I was like, half the country's on fire, and the other half is flooded. And the other half is Yankees. So, mm-hmm. like, Texas is down here in its own little pocket of fuck everybody.
Yeah,
we're not on fire.
Or flood.
Yeah, we're not on fire. We're not flooded. We're just here.
I don't think there's any real riots going on down here either.
Not that I've heard of.
Too many people carry guns down here.
Yeah. Like that's a fact.
They had that one little incursion, or what is it called?
Austin. Incident in Austin.
Yeah, where the dude rolled up on a dude's car.
He got shot and murked.
Murked in the streets. Hey, don't roll up on my fucking car with an AR.
People's minds on what they want to do.
We talked about it last
shoot
week.
Shoot you in your goddamn bicep.
Week before last, we got a whole fucking sheriff in Polk County daring motherfuckers to come down there.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm telling my citizens to shoot everybody on fucking sight. Ask questions later.
Hey, y'all think it's pretty funny how all the fires stop at Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah. They get more rain.
Global
up
warming
there.
Doesn't pass that line.
Yes. It's almost like they want it to be there.
I would steal his joke, but I'm not that kind of guy. Brandon said that's what you get for fucking saying that it's okay to be a pedophile West Coast. The Lord has
God
smite
burned
thee.
It down. Yeah.
Like, they literally had record-breaking temperatures last week, or earlier
well,
this
yeah,
week.
Right in the middle of a fire, I'm sure
right
they
in the middle, no.
Fires are hot.
No,
real
just,
hot.
Just on a normal fucking day without the fire.
Oh.
It's like 121 degrees there.
Jesus.
God's and then to, they had fire.
God's trying to burn the pedophile out of
it. Yeah, yes.
All right, well, thanks for coming out, guys.
Hey. Yeah, appreciate it.
It's a good show, guys.
Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Fucking rough.
Oh, you finished yours?
Yeah, I went ahead and just got it over with. Brandon generously donated some of his 101 to me.
That's good.
And I don't know why I don't drink that more often, because every time I drink it, it's like fucking delicious.
Yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I've right. actually changed my daily from benchmark to 101.
Back to 101?
Yeah.
Do you find it more profitable to do that, or is it about the same?
I mean, it's $35 for a handle.
But do you drink it as rapidly as you do the benchmark 8?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, you're not saving any money.
No, but it's better quality. It's
flavor.
But I used it at the house the other night, and you were mixing it with
Coke.
Coke.
That's mainly what I do with it.
Hmm.
I mean, I'll drink it straight. That's what I'm doing right now. But I mix it with Coke because it's 101.
But why would you do benchmark with Coke?
Because it's weaker.
Oh.
I like the fact that it's 101.
Weak sauce.
Gets drunk faster.
Gotcha.
I drink that I ever intend on getting drunk when I start drinking. I drink for the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a question. I want to go back to the fire thing for just a second. Right. I read an article earlier this week.
How dare you?
Right? Educating myself.
Mm-hmm. Who said you could read, woman?
Okay, well, I sounded all the words out. anyways, it was up in Oregon. And apparently, a husband left his home to go find a trailer to help grab some things from the house.
The whole ass world is on fire around him.
Literally. And they, I mean, they'd just gotten the mandatory evacuation notice. Like, it had just come into their little neighborhood or whatever. But he went to get a trailer, left his wife, 13-year-old son, dog, and mother-in-law. And yes, it listed those people in that order at the house to kind of gather shit up and get gone. The fire apparently like came down the field or whatever and encroached on their property almost immediately after he left. So the mom sends the son and the dog running.
Just flee.
Yes. Just
flee the house.
Don't stop running till you get away. And then it turns out dad comes back with the trailer, sees that the whole fucking neighborhood is engulfed. He's barrels through the fucking, whatever you call it, where they shut down the road.
Barricades.
Barricade. No, that word. And is trying to, that word also, find them. So I have two questions. Anyways, the kid ends up dead.
Can we back
Dog's
up
dead.
All the way to the beginning?
Mother-in-law's dead. Wife is burned from head to toe. Don't even know if she's going to make it.
She should do this. Yeah.
I have a question.
She has two of them.
Further back.
Okay.
Maybe it's the question you're going to ask. Because you said that they had got the mandatory evacuation order.
Yeah.
Do you think it would take a mandatory evacuation for, like, either one of you two assholes to, like, leave? Or could you see the writing on the wall and be like, I'm getting out here now?
More than likely, yeah.
Well, I mean, I would just keep track of it. Watch, where's the line? I mean, where's it coming? How fast is it coming? Well, if you're going to make it here, then yeah, I'm out.
Well, like, these dudes apparently was like, hey, you got a mandatory evacuation. Dad leaves. And in the time it takes him to go however fucking far to get a trailer and come back, their house is already fucking on fire.
Well, the house
So their mandatory evacuation is like, hey, it's in your backyard. You probably want to leave now.
Yeah, I would have been gone before then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think I'd have waited for a mandatory evacuation.
Because, I mean, how fast was the fire moving?
They've been moving really fast. Well, I don't know exactly how fast this particular one was in this neighborhood, but all of them up there have been, I mean, it's like they're like telling you mandatory.
20 miles per hour.
Something like that.
What's bad about forest fires is if there's a lot of fuel, especially ground fuel, like what they have out there, because they don't ever get any fucking rain thanks to the mountains, they end up making their own wind. So the bigger the fire gets, the front edge of the fire moves faster and faster and faster and faster and faster. And that's what I'm saying is I don't know that you would, I would not wait for a fucking mandatory evacuation. If that shit was within 5 miles of my house, I'm gone.
Yeah. I mean, stuff can be replaced.
Well, and that was going to be one of my questions. Okay, so we've established that you're not necessarily waiting on an evacuation order. But, like, we got a fire headed our way from Gilmer or wherever. You decide to leave. What in your house, well, don't get too personal, but is there anything in your house that you would need to, absolutely need to get a trailer to get out?
Not a trailer.
No.
I ain't got a trailer worth of shit that I want, period. I'm
gonna throw my gun safe in the back of my truck.
Gone.
Clothes. PlayStation.
How about them kids?
PlayStation.
You can get them.
I mean, I think
they're already in there.
Feel like we would all have time to grab some things, right?
Well, everybody's got like a firebox.
But
or something
no,
that's
why the fuck do I need a couch? I don't need a trailer.
Right. I don't think I need a trailer either. Second question is, under any circumstance, your kid is 13 years old, any one of them, and just talk about your sister or something, Kelly. Is there any way on this earth that you would just say, run?
Why did she not just run with them?
Because apparently she's gathering up mom and them.
No, fuck that. My kids are staying with me or I'm running with them.
Yes, exactly.
Who sends your fucking kid running?
I mean, if you got a 13-year-old kid, maybe they're responsible and you can trust them. Be like, hey, get the fuck out of the neighborhood at
least.
They
don't understand how fucking wildfire works. They'd make a left turn and it's coming this way. They've got a right turn and it's coming this way. Next thing they know, they're surrounded by a fire.
Yeah.
I mean, they got nowhere to go.
Exactly.
I imagine that's probably what happened to them.
Yeah, well, she read the article where she's reading it to me. The kid left, got confused. because of smoke, like what you're just talking about, and tried to make his way back to the house to, like, rendezvous with the fucking family, and that's when he got. Instead of just continuing to run, which I'm sure the mother is probably saying to herself, well, if he just kept on fucking running, like a fucking dumbass kid, I told him to do one thing, and he can't fucking listen.
Anyways, I was just curious.
Nope.
Mm.
I wouldn't be waiting for a mandatory evacuation, and I do not need a trailer, and my kid is not leaving my side.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Hey, you guys wait here. I'm going to go get a trailer real quick.
All right. Well, go get a trailer. Again, let's just fucking guess. What the fuck could he have had? Like, what? I can't think of anything that's worth fucking getting a trailer for.
Maybe it was just like a small little enclosed trailer, and he was just going to throw fucking everything in there, like clothes and
maybe
all their clothes, all their small knickknacks.
Maybe his mother-in-law was like obesely huge, just morbidly obese, and he had to put her on a fucking truck.
Yeah.
He's like, hang on, let me go rent this forklift. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
You don't want people like that burning if they're morbidly obese. That's just fuel for the fire.
Yeah, it is.
Fat. All that fat.
Any chance of that house surviving would not. Only thing I can figure is maybe homeboy ain't got a pickup. Maybe he's just got a little smart car or some shit.
Yeah, this is him. I'm just trying to find the story.
They don't look like that anymore.
Nope. Not at all. Neither one of them. They ain't got no hair. They ain't got no fucking eyelids either. It's one of the first things to go. It's super creepy.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. I mean, what... What kind of dumbass says, hey, you guys, y'all start gathering shit up. I'm going to go get a fucking trailer. Like, you got your wife, your mother-in-law, and your 13-year-old boy. Like,
well, my thing is
three people, 13-year-old boys are not strong.
No.
The other two people are more than likely not strong as well. Like, what the fuck are you going to load up on a trailer?
That's what I'm saying. And the thing is obviously he has a truck because he's pulling a trailer. I mean, you could pull a trailer with a car, I guess, but most people don't do that. So he had a bed of a truck. He could have just thrown shit in and just gone.
Yeah. Even if all he's got is a car, like you said. Okay, let's say worst case scenario. Your truck's broke down in the shop. All you got is you and Ashley's car, right? And there's this fucking dramatic event happening around your house, and you can't take your whole ass gun safe with you.
I'll just take them all singly and throw them in the back.
That's what I'm getting at. You figure out a way to work with what you got. If this dude's got a smart car and a fucking motorcycle, you figure that shit out.
My guess is... He thought the fire was far enough away where he wasn't in any danger of going and getting a trailer and coming back and loading, having time to load up a lot of shit into this trailer.
Yeah.
So it's not all ruined. And he was underestimated.
He was wrong.
I mean, he was gone for minimum 30 minutes.
You would think.
Yeah. I mean, even if you're driving to your buddy's house 2 miles down the road, it's going to take you 5 to 10 minutes to get there, depending on what the speed limit and traffic.
Backing up to a trailer.
Backing up to
straightly,
the trailer.
Getting
if
it
you're by
up.
Yourself trying to hook a trailer up to your truck, yeah. It's not the easiest task to begin with, because you can't see the fucking hitch and the ball.
Yeah.
So it's going to take a minute. He might have been gone for a fucking hour.
Yeah. That's too long.
Dumb.
That's way too long.
Yeah. And I don't hope that he gets... I don't know if he'll get in trouble for this legally, but I mean,
I doubt it.
That would just be insult to injury. But were you clear?
The mom is the one.
Yeah,
that
I was clearing
me.
My throat, but I finally found the article that I actually read that day. I mean, the article, I was actually impressed by the article, but from the Pacific Northwest, OregonLive.com website. I don't know. Like, they told the fucking story. It was around 4 a.m. Tuesday morning, and he was desperately searching for his wife, son, and mother-in-law. The family lived 4.5 miles up Norfolk Road southeast, about 10 minutes from Lyons and 30 minutes from Salem. Oh, he was in his Jeep, by the way. Jeep Cherokee. Hmm. Anyways, it's a good article. I'll post a link to it. It just, the way they wrote the story was very detailed and interesting. But yeah, he... found his wife, like, walking down the road, all burnt up. Didn't even recognize that it was his wife. Kind of fucked up.
Yeah, I highly doubt you're driving down the road looking for a burnt bitch. You're looking for your old lady. Like, oh, man, that sucks for that lady. And then you just drive past her.
Carol? What the fuck?
He stopped and he was going to give the person a ride back down to the opening to the neighborhood or whatever with where the ambulances and shit were.
And that turned out to be his old lady.
He told her, he was like, okay, but we got to hurry because I got to get back up here to get to my wife. I'm trying to find. And she was like, I am your wife.
How badly burnt was that? I mean, I feel like you could take some pretty fucking severe burns and I would still know it's you.
I don't know if I want to see those pictures.
Yeah, because like.
Like, I don't
for
like,
you to be burned that bad or you don't recognize them.
Especially when they started
most
talking.
Most times they've inhaled fumes or flames and they don't speak. Their lungs are crispy.
Oh, crispy.
I mean, I've seen people that, well, I know a guy right here from Spring Hill that inhaled flame, like, but he wasn't on fire. He just got too close to a fire and breathed in and inhaled the flame and singed his lungs. He couldn't talk for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And none of his skin was burned. So I can only imagine if she was on fire, how would she talk?
This girl is on fire.
Right. The other thing is this chick's walking down the road, right? She can't be that badly burned.
She was unrecognizable.
Read those words, Aaron. I can't see.
Open your eyes.
I'm back in the Jeep, struggling to navigate a road once so familiar, but now shrouded by smoke-filled darkness, Chris almost ran over what looked like a bikini-clad woman on the road.
Let me move it up for you.
Once he was closer, he realized she was wearing underwear. Her hair was singed, her mouth looked almost black, and her bare feet were severely burned. He impatiently tried to help her into his car, explaining how he needed to find his wife and son, feeling like she was resisting. Finally, she spoke, "I am your wife."
I'm your wife. Man, that sounds like one of those goosebump stories like you'd tell it around a campfire.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, so she was walking down the street in her underwear and no shoes. One of two things either happened. Either she was fucking off and not getting shit ready, or she
bitch,
caught...
Why you walking around here with your titties out?
She was caught the fuck on fire and came out of all of her clothes.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
That's what I'm thinking.
Her clothes were on fire and she started stripping.
Yeah. Well, when they found the boy, he was in a car, one of their vehicles, with the mother-in-law and the dog, and his shoes had been completely burnt off his feet.
Yeah, see, mom was in the house fucking off. She's like, I gotta go get this one more thing. And she's like, this top is not gonna work in a fucking fire situation. I gotta go change.
Man.
Yeah, moral of the story, don't leave your fucking family behind.
Yeah, no doubt.
Fuck all the shit in your house.
If I'm the mother-in-law and the kid and the dog in the car, and that bitch goes back in the house for something, and that fire's there... Sorry about you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Sorry about
Skirt.
You. I'm out.
Yeah.
Yo, dumbass, should have just left it.
And that, I think it still all falls back onto, why are you waiting for a mandatory evacuation?
Mm-hmm.
As that bitch is running back in the house, I'm telling her, you ain't out here when that shit gets here. I'm out.
Yeah.
It's on you.
I'm doing everything I can to talk her out of going back into the house. What did you forget? That's that fucking important. Probably whatever the old man was going to get a goddamn trailer for. Stupid.
Yeah.
People are fucking stupid.
They had a safe with a stash of cash or something.
It might have been fucking natural selection at work right there. Mm. This kid that got burned up is wearing a ramen noodle soup sweater.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Is that the dad on the right?
Like, he looks distraught as fuck.
He's like, damn it. They're all burned.
Damn, Beverly.
He's got his hat off.
I should have checked the temp. I burned the family again.
His fucking hair is all disheveled.
Your shittiest griller ever, Dad.
It's terrible.
I'm done.
It's terrible. Well,
how about Pensacola being underwater?
Is it?
Fucking the majority of the Gulf Coast right now is suffering. It's fucking weird. The whole ass West Coast needs water. And the whole ass East Coast has all of it.
Mm. Hold on. I don't know if y'all read that article, the one I sent to the WhatsApp, about it's racist for white people to own dogs.
I did not read it.
I read the title, and then you said something about it was written by a gay white man or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I saw was you said, and look who wrote it. And I looked at it, and I was like, I don't know that person.
Well, look at him.
What that means.
There he is.
Why did his head just turn? What the hell is going on?
Huh? What? Cade.
Why is it racist for white people to own dogs? Yeah. I don't understand. What's the gist, Kelly?
Did you say jizz?
Yes.
Way back in time, almost 12,500 years ago. How the fuck would he know that?
This dude starts a story at the beginning. Y'all think I'm bad. This motherfucker went back in the 12,500 years.
God created the earth. And then dogs. The first canines were becoming domesticated. Through toil and hardship, people had earned the trust of our now beloved best friends.
Well, he's not wrong.
The symbiotic relationship between dog and woman was very groundbreaking, as humans had never been this close to an animal before.
What the fuck?
Bless you.
Humans would provide shelter and care for the dogs, and in turn, the dogs would hunt and fetch firewood for humans. The reason I am detailing this history for you is so everyone understands the importance of the events that took place all these years ago.
Can we talk about how he had just assumes that it was a woman that domesticated the animal?
And how do you know they would just randomly go out and fetch firewood?
I mean, that's why they go get sticks.
They like fetching sticks. That's where it came from. That's why we throw sticks to them now.
Bonnie don't fetch no goddamn stick. She just runs when you throw something at her.
Well, most people do that, and animals. You start throwing shit at them, they usually move.
According to bioarchaeologist Gregor Larson, Sir Gregor Clegane, the domestication of dogs started in two places, Eastern and Western Eurasia. The Eurasian people worked nonstop to gain and maintain the trust with these gorgeous creatures. But it was all stolen from them. Hold on, you missed the line.
It's weird
greedy
that you referenced.
Actions by white people stained the history books forever.
Oh, wow. This dude is just fucking upset with himself for even being alive.
Yeah. He's like, I hate that I'm a man, and I hate that I'm white.
It's weird that you referenced Game of Thrones just then, because earlier when she showed the picture of the dude, I was in my mind thinking he kind of looks like Jaime Lannister.
You mean he's a sister fucker?
What?
Do sister fuckers have a look?
I'm so sorry I'm white.
That's what this whole article is about.
God.
If we could ever read the rest of it.
Poor Terry. Okay.
Off on
just say so, I'm working here.
I'm fucking working. Shortly after the Eurasian people worked so hard to train and bond with wolves, most of them were shipped off and given to Europeans. These filthy white savages.
Oh, God.
Took the work and credit from the Eurasian people and branded these magnificent creatures as their own. The need for white people to claim pre-made or pre-discovered things is not isolated to just this incident. Mm-hmm. Words.
Hard.
Countless times in history, whites have been caught stealing the work and talent of POC for their own success.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Is this... Are they trying to say that
dog in the room?
People of color are the ones that
they're
domesticated
responsible
animals?
For domesticating dogs, yes.
Honestly speaking, we shouldn't be surprised that white people would steal the domestication of dogs as well. Based on historical knowledge, this behavior will not slow down within the white community.
This guy hates it when white people act anything remotely like a black person.
If you are white and own a dog, you are openly participating and advocating for cultural appropriation and colonialism.
Wow.
Reinforcing this culture is not acceptable and will come with its repercussions. Like what?
This guy really hates white people owning dogs.
I mean, is it serious? Is this serious?
I don't know, but he might just be trolling the fuck out of everybody.
I was fixing to say, dude. I mean, are there people really that off in their mind?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But who 100%. Is this fuck that got this shit published?
No.
Who is he?
Okay, so like,
where did? Why? How did he have a platform?
I'm not gonna name any names, but there was a girl at one time where I was trying to date, and she thought it was for whatever reason we got off on talking about lions and lionesses like they do the hunting, but the lion gets to eat all the food. She's like, well, that's not right. What?
Go talk to them about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, go talk to them, and then you'll be their next meal. Mm. So she's like, that's not right. The lion shouldn't get the first food of the lioness's kill. I'm like, well, he's the badass. He protects everybody.
He's the king. That's why they call him the kings. Yes.
Like, there's nothing we can do about
it. We didn't make the rules
for nature.
So, yes, there are
people who have thought processes that go in that direction. Now, this guy might be trolling everybody, but whenever you read his profile, never mind.
I'm sorry.
Can't do it.
Working. Can't working
do it.
Here.
Can't do it.
His name is Cade Douche.
Oh, that's what I called him.
Oh.
Cade is a father to two. A father to two and a lifelong conservationist.
Oh, this fucker procreated.
When not committing time to the local zoo, Cade spends his time creating and disseminating. That's illegal. I mean, it sounds illegal.
Yeah.
Educational materials for local schools that help kids understand why protecting animals and LGBTQIA plus rights is so important.
Please, okay. Lesbian, gay, bi, trans, queer,
intersexual.
Intersectional?
Intersexual and asexual.
What's intersexual mean?
It means they don't procreate,
what's
period.
What's the plus?
They do not have sexual attraction to anybody.
So on and so on.
Well, eventually that plus is going to be a P for
pedophiles.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have hunting season on pedophiles.
Is it? Yeah. Was I right? Intersexed. Same thing.
Intersexed. They should have a U in there for me for undersexed.
What does that mean?
It means I'm not having any sex. Undersexed.
No, I was talking about the other word.
Intersex?
I believe it's where they're not attracted to anybody.
That's like, where two roads come together.
Intersex. Yeah.
There's usually like a four-way stop there.
That road intersects over there.
Intersex people are individuals born with any of several variations in sex characteristics, including chromosomes, gonads, sex hormones, or genitals that, according to the UN Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights,
Wow.
do not fit the typical definitions for male or female bodies.
So, hermaphrodites.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, then I was all the way wrong.
I don't know if there's ever actually been a hermaphrodite. Other than those weird-looking ones you've seen in, like, old 80s porn.
Have you ever seen one that wasn't weird-looking?
They're all weird.
I don't think you have to quantify them as weird-looking.
Well, I think they're hermaphrodites that we know of, like, from the porns. The perns were just transgenders. Like, a dude with titties.
No, I'm talking about, I've seen them where they got a whole-ass pussy and a whole-ass dick. Well, the dick is usually really small.
Oh, no, dude.
Like, they barely made it.
Probably just be a large clitoris.
That's a giant baby.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I don't want to see it.
The percentage of sex pathology is fortunately a rare phenomenon in nature. Instead of the term hermaphroditism, there was a new one introduced, disorder of sexual differentiation. What may life has in store for a child whose medical history contains such terms? We ask this question to Doctor of Medical Science.
This dumbass shit's got 1.4 million views and your whiskey channel just fortunately over here with high quality content and just can't get there. But it can be a huge misfortune
to one particular family. Well, it's been up there since 2013. Fuck.
Fucking pictures or it didn't happen. Let's quit talking to this fat bastard. Let me see what the fuck it's about.
I just want to know, like, in that search option. Why Ricky Gervais at the Golden Globes 2020 is in that next...
Like, his fucking opening monologue and shit at the 2020 Golden Globes was fucking fire, dude. He roasted everybody in there and didn't give a fuck.
So much truth.
Yeah, he kept saying, I'm not ever doing this again.
Yeah, he's like, I don't give a shit. Not? I believe he was... You know, everybody... A lot of people say, I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks about me. I think that dude really doesn't give a fuck about what anybody gives a fuck about him.
Well, he's not really that funny. That was probably the funniest shit he's ever done.
He's done some pretty funny shit before.
I mean, his movies are trash.
And he wasn't even funny. It was truth.
I know, but he was doing a comic thing, but...
It was all truth. It was all satire. And
yes, tongue in cheek.
Yes. I keep my tongue in my mouth. Man, it's only been 40 minutes.
Jeez. Seems like it's been way longer than
anyway,
that.
Anyway, hey, y'all want to read the rest of it? Because it kind of... He starts... Go back up a little bit. You skip too much.
You skipped too much.
Yeah.
This is where you left off.
No.
Yeah.
Oh. No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
That one up there.
Nope.
Right there.
Dogs are all. Dogs are and always will be the living reminder of how our tainted, our history is as a whole. People of color deserve to exclusively own dogs. The fuck.
As a form of restitution for their stolen ancestors'
this
work.
Dude's trying to pay back.
Supporting the idea of white dog ownership. White dog ownership is spinning on the grave of past POC generations. With International Dog Day coming up.
Pieces of shit.
Yes.
That's a piece of crap.
Oh, sorry.
That makes way more sense.
Chit? It's way more racist for me to say chit, though. Got two of them with one stone, bitches.
Oh, never let
I
this...
love this new efficient hair.
It's because it was against Spix, too. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
You.
How was it against Spix?
Chit.
Chit?
Chit.
Chit.
Yeah. Holy chit, man.
Holy cheat.
Holy cheat, man. Yeah.
I thought that was like sheet, man.
I don't know how they fucking say it.
I mean, you're married to one.
I don't know.
Mm. Half of one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You would know. You work with them constantly.
I don't ever talk to them.
Wow.
I mean, all they need is a really good word to call white people.
They do.
What?
Waitos.
That don't fucking hurt my feelings.
That's just what they say.
Mexicans?
I thought it was gringo.
Kind
of.
Weddle is white boy.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's gringo?
American.
American.
A white American.
They got to have some kind of race.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Cracker? I don't. Okay.
There's nothing.
I
like crackers.
There's nothing you're going to call me that's going to offend me.
No.
Right.
Nothing.
I mean, I've been called a fat faggot before, and I'm like...
What did I do?
Like, fat, huh? Why are you calling me fat? That's just mean.
I'm working on my weight here, okay?
Yeah. I'm thick-boned.
Thick-boned?
I got thick thighs.
Wikipedia.
So yeah. What? I'll suck your dick. It don't matter. Nothing to do with my weight.
Right? You trying to tell me I'd be way cooler sucking dick if I was thin?
Can we go through the list of ethnic slurs by ethnicity?
Fucking trigger warning.
Can't wait.
I already said spit. I mean,
well, let's fuck it. Let's check it off the list.
What is this? Abo?
Abo?
Abu?
Abo.
It's a term for the Aboriginal Australian.
Boong.
Oh.
Bong?
Boong.
You gotta say it in with an Australian accent.
Boong.
I don't know how to do that. Coon is an Aboriginal person, apparently.
Jim.
Oh, this is all indigenous Australians. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then here's African.
The Africans, they call them AFs?
They call them apes?
AF. AF.
Mm. No, in the U.S., that's what it says. U.S., a black person.
Ape. Oh.
A blue gum.
I don't know that it's...
It says it right there.
Right, it does right there. A boogie?
Boogie.
Mm-hmm. Good job, Jenny. That's what Jenny calls her youngest son.
Yeah, Jenny's son's nickname, Boogie. Buck, burrhead, colored.
Porch monkey.
Coon.
Does it say porch monkey on there?
No, I just made that one up.
Oh, I was going to say, goddamn Wikipedia.
Gollywog.
That's true. You might want to edit that out.
Eggplant. Who the hell?
Jigaboo is on there.
Yeah. Who the hell calls a black person an eggplant?
What is a gollywog?
What's a niggly wiggly?
Oh, my God.
That's the thing on top of the Hershey's Kiss.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
It's not on the list either, guys.
Mammy?
Sorry. We'll skip this one. Hold on.
You're going too fast. I want to read them all out.
Oh, my God. They actually do have that on
Horse there. Monkey is on there. Hey, I wasn't being racist. I was reading the list. Shit.
What is it?
Powder burn?
Struck match.
Smoked Irishman?
Struck match in on there.
Oh, no. Sorry.
There's a lot of shit on here I've never heard in my whole life.
Teapot.
Hold on.
Thick boots.
Get to the first T.
I can't see. Aaron's freaking mic is in the way.
Tar baby.
Wow. That's ultra racist.
Oh, God.
Teapot.
Are white people...
Oh, good job, Terry.
Is white people going to be on here, too? We can't do this unless
white people... Well, it started with African, and then next will be Asian.
Just find the one right there.
No, I'm just...
Okay. Yes, Americans, white Americans. What do we got?
Here we go. Cracker, obviously.
Hang on. Let me eat.
Good old boy.
Picklewood. Scroll up. There you go. You can do it.
Redneck, trailer trash, white trash.
We're not even at the top.
Oh, God.
You fucking bumpkin.
It ain't very long.
Bukra?
No. What's white American.
Bukra.
Bukra?
Bukra?
Bukra? Bumpkin. Country bumpkin. Hillbilly bumpkin.
Cracker. Good old boy. Hick. Hillbilly. Honky.
Peckerwood. Honky and all the... spellings.
Redneck.
Trailer trash. White trash. Whitey.
Whitey. Wow.
Down with Whitey.
Is that
I
it?
Agree.
That's it. That's all it? The white American.
Y'all need to.
Cracker didn't even make the list?
Yeah, Cracker was on there.
Listen up, minorities. Y'all need to do better. Y'all are slacking on the derogatory terms for us.
Hello, Taco Head.
Who are the Latins?
Yeah, taco Latin head. American. A Mexican person.
Beaner, brownie, cholo, grease ball, greaser, spit.
Whoa. It says, at the top. Whoa, taco head, a Mexican person. It says, this phrase is uttered by William Dafoe's character, Charlie, in the film Born on the 4th of July.
A tonk? What? Let's start. We miss the Asians. Let's
hey, for real, you're going to need to edit all that other shit out.
what other shit? Wow.
The Asians. Celestial, that's what they called them in Deadwood.
Gook. Charlie. Chinaman. Jink. Cooley.
I've heard most of those. I've never heard Nip before.
It's Nippon.
Or Zipperhead. Oh, yeah. Zipperhead ain't in there?
Nope.
Huh.
You just keep making them up.
No, that was the real one.
Oh. Juana?
Camel jockey.
Wow.
Uh-oh. I was wondering if it was going to be on there.
Yeah, it's there. Strangely enough, that wasn't up on the African one.
Well, they're not. Oh.
It is.
Oh, it was? You skipped right past it. Good looking out, Terry.
Native American.
Brownie? That doesn't make any sense. Chuck, Eskimo pie?
Prairie!
Stop it. What the fuck? I've never even heard that before.
I don't know, but I got a new one.
They got two of them.
No.
Wow.
See, it's not just for black people.
What is Yanacona? Term for modern Mapuche? Mapuche? As an insult for that one, considered to be
what itches?
Subservient Mapuche. To non-indigenous Chileans.
Mapuche itches.
Mapuche. Wow. There's a whole new one for Merkin. Americans.
Merkin.
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 Yankee.
Yankee, no. We're not all Yankees. No. That doesn't work, guys.
There's one that just says white American. Oh, that's the whole subcategory.
That's
sorry.
That's the category, yeah.
It's basically all the same.
Hold on. Britons. This one is, hey, we can say this for one of our patrons.
Yeah, we can say it.
I've heard them being called a limey fuck.
Never mind. Yeah. That could have been a segue.
A palm. I think I've heard that one, too.
And then patrons.
It fails every time.
Yeah. Parada? Is that how you say that one?
Oh, I'm one of those.
I think so.
A patron?
Yeah.
Yeah. As is Jigs, who's a limey fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there you go.
That old palm fucker.
Palm fucker. He's a palm? What is a palm?
I don't know. Palm.
Palm. Or palmy. Palmy.
They've only got three.
A limey palm. Is that like a double?
We also have another white trash patron, Josh Dunaway, a.k.a. Burt Dodge.
Mm-hmm. And Yankee trash.
He's Yankee?
No, the next one is.
Oh.
We do have a Yankee trash.
Yankee trash.
Brian.
Stessel.
Stessel.
From the Herbcast.
He's got to be part Polak. A name? Got to be.
And then we've got, what is Jenny? Let's find one for her. Mm. Scroll back up.
Can't wait for that. What is...
Trailer all, trash.
They all, no, they all, yes. She's between trailer trash and white trash.
That old peckerwood.
Because most of those.
Oh, honky ass honk.
Most of those have like a masculine designation.
That is true.
And we also have this girl here, Drunk Jenny. Thank all of our patrons.
Yeah.
Especially the top ones.
You're welcome.
Especially all of them.
Especially all of them.
What is a marmaladinger?
What?
That's what was on there. I'm trying to read it.
Marmaladinger?
I wanted to read every one of them.
Marmaladinger. Hey, make her say that. Make Google say that word.
Marmaladinger.
Speech. There it is.
There it is right there.
Alphabetical order.
Marmaladinger.
What?
Marmaladinger.
Marmaladinger.
That's so white.
Hey, can you make Google say one of those other words?
It's not racist if Google says it.
Right?
I bet you it won't say it.
Oh, let's test it.
I bet it won't.
Test it. Do the Native.
Lime?
Lime. Go up. Go back up to the Native Americans.
They were down.
No,
nope, they were not.
Let's do the timber one.
Yes.
Oh.
Above it. There it is. There you go.
Tim.
Wow.
Wow.
Google is racist.
Yeah, I would have bet money on that they'd be like, mm-mm.
That Google's already edited that out.
Yeah. They figured out a way to just like bleep it.
Algorithm. Do you realize that whenever I was 5 or 6 years old, and we got a brand new Commodore 64. That's the same fucking shit I was doing back then.
The same voice.
In,
yeah.
And
boobs.
Just, burp.
Yep.
Shit. Add.
Penis.
Exactly.
Yep.
I think everybody did that.
Oh, man.
You had a Commodore 64?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, my brother did.
I thought
my
that first. Was Lionel Richie's band.
Yeah, the Commodores.
My first computer was a Windows 95 machine. And then they came out Windows 98, and I put it on there, and it didn't have enough power to push it.
Hmm. I don't even remember what mine was.
I've been over that bridge.
Which one?
That one.
That one right there?
Picola.
The highest bridge in Pensacola, Florida?
Just, yeah, it's like 20 feet off the water.
Did you see where the bridge that takes you from Alabama over to Florida washed out in a hurricane?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Is that it right there?
No,
it's
not
the Gulf, Pensacola Gulf Bridge.
Yeah, it's probably this one. That's what it looked like in the picture I saw, but it was down on from the road.
I wonder when that bridge was built.
1946.
Mm.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Hurricane John.
Well, I mean, at least he didn't go to Pensacola in like May.
Why?
That's when the gays have their party out on the beach.
Then we would have known for sure God was fucking with everybody.
Yeah.
Yep.
Burning the pedophiles and flooding the gays.
Yeah. He's like, I've had enough.
Enough of this shit.
Enough of you heathens.
He's like, I sent you COVID-19.
Look, there it is right there.
You're still out there licking assholes.
Memorial Day weekend. I mean, the abs are on point. I'll give them that.
Look at all those banana hammocks.
Right?
A lot of them. Holy shit, I thought that one dude right there was cupping balls, but he's not. Right? He's just got his hand over there.
That dude works out.
Half those guys are military. Navy.
Is that two dudes?
Hey, what are these muscles called right here? Was that just abs?
Just being chiseled.
Part of your obliques.
Yeah, those are.
That's called your Adonis belt.
Jesus.
Something that we've never seen. Because we're fat.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a.
That's just two dudes sitting between two pier things, butt ass naked.
That's awesome.
See? See y'all see what the sexual revolution has done? All of these good looking, in shape men are not having children.
Yeah.
Children make you fat.
I'm kind of okay with that, to be honest with you. We need less people.
It looks like a lot of work to be gay.
We don't need less people.
Yeah, we need way less people.
No, we don't.
Those guys look tired.
They're not overpopulated.
I mean, that's a lot of work to be gay, to look like that.
I don't think it's a lot of work to be gay, but it is a lot of work to look like that, regardless of your sexual
orientation. It just proves again and again that I can never be gay, because they're not going to have anything to do with me.
Well, they don't have to worry about a wife and kid.
Yeah.
A bear?
Yeah.
I don't have a wife and kid.
What are those?
Like you.
I'm fat.
No, what are those? No, what are these guys? What are those? If I'm a bear, what are those?
They're just, most of them are probably just gay. Well, no, there's different, like, gay, fag.
What's a bear?
A bear is some, a fat,
a masculine,
burly,
gay guy.
You being gay, that's a bear.
Thick, burly.
So it's a shape, not a characteristic.
Let's just find out.
It is a fat, burly fucker who likes to suck dick.
Yeah, like a manly man. A burly, a big. You
look like a regular man, but you like penis.
If all three of us right now just decided to be gay, we would be considered bears because of our physique and the way we act.
But most of those guys fully dressed would look like regular men, too.
Yes.
No.
So they are.
She's talking about dudes that look like manly men. Like motherfuckers that work construction and shit and actually get their hands dirty and stuff like that, but also like to just fucking pound ass.
Or take it.
Sodomites.
The dudes is like, I can't wait to put down this fucking sledgehammer and go drink a 12-pack and then put down this sledgehammer.
I can't wait to put down this sledgehammer and then put this sledgehammer in your ass.
Yes, exactly.
God,
put it in your nasty asshole. All right, that's enough. What time are we at?
I'm so glad I was here.
Fucking 53 minutes.
Patreon.com/beardedidiots.
Mm-hmm.
Go over there. Try to help us out if you can. If you have a spare dollar, give us one. Helps us out running this bitch.
Is it worth it, Jenny? She said, mm-mm.
They mean to you. They talk shit to you.
Thanks
for
the support.
Shut the hell up.
One of our... one of the two top ist patrons here tells you it's not worth it. So that's awesome support. Yeah.
Just thanks.
Kidding. Okay, guys, support fuck yourselves. Don't pay us anything.
Yeah, fuck
we'll
your
just
face.
Keep on out of pocket and all this whiskey,
I mean,
and
where,
beers.
Where
and
else are you going to go to find such sort of diversity in conversation where it starts with
whiskey and ends with buttholes?
Children, women, getting. Yeah.
Right,
it always ends with buttholes.
Well, no, we already talked about putting nails, hammers, and assholes.
Yeah, I know, but it always ends with buttholes. We always talk about buttholes.
Sooner or later.
But, I mean, we were on such a heartfelt conversation with the fire, the people getting burned in the fire, and then...
Mm-hmm. And then we got on racist
gay
slurs.
Gay guys. Mm-hmm. Racist slurs, and then gay guys. Buttholes.
Basically, the question was posed, where can you get that kind of content? Any bar in America past midnight... You're probably going to get some of that conversation. Somebody's going to walk up to you drinking and be like, hey, man, you ever heard about these fucking bears?
Right, but since they're Corona, you can't go to the bars, so you can come here for it instead.
That's right.
I mean, you kind of can. But
as long as
you
these
can
are
get
food, because food kills Corona, apparently.
Okay, we're good. You can get this content for a very nominal amount of money. Or go to the bar, have the same kind of content, and spend
hundreds.
You
can get this content for free.
And you can stay home and drink.
But if you're awesome and wanted to throw us a dollar bill, you can get another bit of content that we're going to record called The After Show that you can't get anywhere
else.
Yes,
also, it not only does it help us out with the cost of running this fucking shit show, you get shit. You get entered for the giveaways that we do. You get to listen to all the after shows.
Yeah.
What else they get?
That's about it.
Fuck. All right. TheBeardStruggle.com. Go over there for all your bearded needs. Enter code BeardedIdiots for 15% off all of your orders.
That's correct.
Shit smells good.
It does smell good.
BeardedIdiots.com. That's our website.
Everything's there.
Fucking everything's there. All the links. Everything's there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a link. Speaking of links, there's one there for the Discord.
Yeah.
Which, if you become a patron, you get your very own Discord channel.
Yes.
Strictly for patrons.
Patrons only. That's right. See, there's another perk.
Another perk. All the perks.
You can talk to us real time.
All the time.
And all the time.
Our Patreon, I've been to several people's Patreon page, and they have like two options. It's like $5 a month or $25 a month. We've got something for everybody.
Yeah.
Fit every budget. I'll even create you.
I was going to say, you want special? You want to be special? You want to one-up Jenny and her donation?
And
we'll
Brian
make that
Stezel.
For you. Yeah, mm-hmm. And Brian, we'll make that category.
We would appreciate that.
We'll make this bitch a bid war.
Hell yeah. For it. Thanks for listening, you folks.
Bye.
Good night. And we're done.
See you.
Finished.
Yeah. Oh. Fuck your show.
No mas.
Jiggy.
Right.